children, in this story, the children of Israel were camped by the Jordan River, and they were just ready to go into the promised land, the land of Canaan, the land the Lord was going to give them for the first time. And so the Lord, through Moses, told them, here's what I'm going to do for you. And he also told them what they needed to do. Now in this story, see, what does the Lord say? Is the Lord going to drive out their enemies? Because there were lots of enemies in the land of Canaan. Is he going to drive them out a few at a time and a few at a time? Or is he going to drive them all out at once? What does the Lord say? Let's listen and see. Hear the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 7. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Dispossess means take over their land, take it away from them so I can live on it. The Lord says, thou shalt not fear them. Remembering, thou shalt remember what Yehovah thy God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great proofs which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the miracles and the firm hand and the stretched out arm by which Yehovah thy God brought thee out. So Yehovah thy God will do to all the peoples whose faces thou fearest. Moreover, Yehovah thy God will send the hornet among them, until those who are left and those who hide themselves from thy face perish. Thou shalt not be terrified at their faces, for Yehovah thy God is among you, a great God and to be feared. And Yehovah thy God will shake off those nations from before thee, a few by a few. Thou wilt not be able to consume all of them hastily, lest the wild animals of the field multiply upon thee. But Yehovah thy God shall put them before thy face, and shall upset them with a great upset, until they are blotted out. And he shall deliver their kings into thy hand, and thou shalt make their name perish from under heaven. No man will be able to stand before thee until thou hast blotted them out. The carved images of their gods you shall burn up with fire. Thou shalt not covet the silver and the gold that is on them, nor take it for thyself, lest thou be snared in it. For it is an abomination to Yehovah thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be a doomed thing like it. Detesting thou shalt detest it, and abominating thou shalt abominate it, for it is a doomed thing. Okay. Amen. Now, what did you hear? Did the Lord say that he was going to drive those nations out all quickly at once? Or did he say he was going to do it a few by a few? A few by a few, you think? Yes, you're right. Very good. And did you hear the reason why he couldn't drive them all out at once? What would happen to the children of Israel if he drove out all those enemies at once? Did you hear what would happen? Okay. Wild animals would grow, be more and more wild animals in the land of Canaan if there weren't enemies there that would help control them. What kinds of wild animals did they have in the land of Canaan? Do you know?
Lions.
Lions, yes. Is that what you were going to say? Do you know another one?
Leopards.
Leopards, that's right, yes. They also had bears and poisonous snakes. And what the Lord says is, the land right now is full of enemies, and those enemies are helping to keep those wild animals under control so they don't get too many of them. Because if they got too many wild animals, if I drove out all those people and there was just a few children of Israel in the land, the wild animals would have more and more and more of them. And what would they do? They would eat up their flocks and herds, and they would hurt the people too. So the Lord needed to give the children of Israel time to grow. They needed time to have families, and for their families to grow up, and for them to have families. So there'd be more and more children of Israel, and more men who could help hunt those animals and get rid of them and keep their flocks and herds and their people safe. In the meantime, what must the children of Israel do? Do you hear what the Lord said they should do? He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the fact that there's more enemies there than there are of you. Remember what I did to... What did he do? Who did he rescue the children of Israel for who had made them slaves? A mighty nation, much stronger than the children of Israel. Pharaoh, that's right, Pharaoh and the Egyptians. And what did the Lord do to the Egyptians to free the children of Israel? Do you remember? You don't remember. This is a wonderful story in the Word about the plagues. Do you remember the plagues that the Lord did to the Egyptians? Yes? Right, the 10 plagues, that's right. And he did that with a strong hand, firm hand and a stretched out arm. He rescued the children of Israel. He said, I'm going to do the same thing for you in the land of Canaan, but I'm not going to do it all at once. What else did the Lord say they should do? At the very end of the story, it said, what should they do when they conquer a nation and they find their carved images? Carved images, yes? Right, throw them in the fire. These might be beautiful images with gold and silver on them, precious metals. What should they do? Should they keep the metals? No, they should throw them in the fire and burn them up. Because if you bring them into your house, you're going to start worshiping them instead of the Lord. And that means worshiping evil spirits instead of the Lord. Now, you probably know, what do these enemies to the children of Israel, what do they represent? Yes? Evil spirits, that's right. And you can think of us. Do we sometimes have evil spirits around us? Sometimes we do, you're right. And then they make us feel grumpy. They might make us feel mean or dishonest or make us lazy. Other things that the evil spirits do to us, yes?
Like bad dreams.
Bad dreams, yes. That's another good example of things the evil spirits do to us. And the Lord is saying in this story, you might think, well, why doesn't the Lord just get rid of all those evil spirits tomorrow, even today? Why not today? And the Lord is saying in this story, I can't do that. It wouldn't be good for us. It takes time for us to grow up. We need to grow up, like it takes us about 20 years from the time we're first born to grow up to be grown-ups. And when we're grown up, it's like we're just starting to be born spiritually, because then we can choose to follow the Lord for ourselves. And we keep growing up spiritually all of our life. That way we get stronger and stronger against the evil spirits. And it takes time, just like the children of Israel needed time to have families and for their families to have families. Have more and more children of Israel to keep control of the land. So what does this mean? It means that we need to be patient with ourselves. It means that we're not always going to act like angels. Sometimes we're going to do some mean things or some dumb things. And we should be sad about that, but we shouldn't be afraid. We should know that the Lord is still with us and He is going to work with us all of our lives. He's going to keep helping us, and we're going to get stronger and stronger. The more we fight against the evil spirits, the stronger we'll get. And we should also be patient with each other. When someone else does something mean or stupid, we shouldn't be too angry with them. We should know that the Lord is working with them too, and it takes time for the Lord to drive the evil spirits out of their life too, a few by a few. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came into the world, was he born as a grown-up? Did he just first appear as a grown-up?
No.
No, he was born as a little baby, wasn't he? So he himself had to grow up. He had to learn lots of things, just like we do. And all his life, he fought against the evil spirits. Almost every day, he fought against the evil spirits and beat them. But just a few, by a few, by a few, till after the end of his whole life, he had conquered them all. And then he rose on Easter. And it's the same thing for us. We have to fight against the evil spirits a few by a few, and the Lord is with us, so we can win. We'll win. We just need to keep being patient and keep on fighting the evil spirits, and the Lord will set us more and more free and make us more and more strong against them, strong to do what's right. Amen.